कुंज विहारी कुंज जयो राधव कुंज विहारी जया गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवरदारी गोपी जन वल्लभ जया गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवरदारी गोपी जन वल्लभ यशोदानंदन व्रज जन रंजन यशोदानंदन व्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीर वन चारी यमुना तीर न चारी यमुना तीर वन चारी जयो राधा माधव कुंज विहारी गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवरदारी यशोदानंदन व्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीर वन चारी यमुना तीर न चारी जयो राधा माधव कुंज विहारी जयो राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय नाम संकीर्तन की श्री प्रभुपाद की ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्रजकाचार्य अष्टोदश श्री श्रीमत एसी भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्री प्रभुपाद की जय जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजकाचार्य अष्टोदश श्री श्रीमद् भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती गोस्वामी प्रभुपाद की जय अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की जय नामाचार्य श्रीदास ठाकुर की जय प्रेम से कहो जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौर भक्त वृंद की मथुरा वृंदावन धाम की जय नवदीप मायापुर धाम की जय पुरुषोत्तम क्षेत्र जगन्नाथपुरी धाम की जय गंगा माई यमुना माई की जय भक्ति देवी तुलसी महारानी की जय समवेत भक्त वृंद की जय समवेत भक्त वृंद की जय जय श्री श्री गुरु श्री गौरांग की जय ऑल ग्लोरियस टू असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज हरे कृष्ण ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जय मुदीरयेत् नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवती नैष्ठिकी कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंदगोप कुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः। हरे कृष्णा। टुडे वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम द कैंट ऑफ फिफ्थ चैप्टर वन entitled The Activities of Maharaj Priyavrat, Text 6. So today's text is in prose format, so we'll read word to word directly. Yarhi, because. Vavah, indeed. Rajan, O king. Saha, he. Rajaputrah, the prince. Priyavratah, Priyavrat. Parama, supreme. Bhagavatah, devotee. Naradasya, of Narada. Charana, the lotus feet. Upasevaya, by serving. Anjasa, quickly. Avagat, became aware of. Paramartha, transcendental subject matter. Satattvatah, with all knowable facts. Brahmasatrena, by continuous discussions of the Supreme. Dikshishyamanah, desiring to fully dedicate himself. Avanitala, the surface of the globe. Paripalanaya, to rule over. Amanat, directed in the revealed scripture. Pravara, highest. Guna, of qualities. Gana, the sum total. Ekanta, without deviation. Bhagavat, Bhajanataya, because of his possessing. Swapitra, by his father. Upamantritaha, being asked. Bhagavati, in the supreme personality of Godhead. Vasudeve, the all-pervading Lord. Eva, certainly. Avyavadhana, without cessation. Samadhi yogena, by practicing yoga in complete absorption. Samaveshita, completely dedicated. Sakala, all. Karaka, senses. Kriyakalapaha, whose total activities. Na, not. Eva, does. Abhyanandat, welcomed. Yadyapi, although. Tat, that. Apratyam manatavyam, not to be rejected for any reason. Tadadikarane, in occupying that post. Atmanaha, of himself. Anyasmat, by other engagements. Asataha, material. Api, certainly. Parabhavam, deterioration. Anavikshamanaha, foreseeing. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Translation. Sukadeva Goswami continued, "My dear King, Prince Priyavrat, Prince Priyavrat was a great devotee because he sought the lotus feet of Narada, his spiritual master, and thus achieved the highest perfection in transcendental knowledge. With advanced knowledge, he always engaged in discussing spiritual subjects and did not divert his attention to anything else. The prince father then asked him to take charge of ruling the world. He tried to convince Priyavrat that this was his duty, as indicated in the revealed scriptures. Prince Priyavrat, however, was continuously practicing Bhakti Yoga by constantly remembering the Supreme Personality of Godhead, thus engaging all his senses in the service of the Lord. Jai Shri Shri Radha Vrindavan Bihari Bhagavan Ki, Shri Gauranga Ki." Therefore, although the order of his father could not be rejected, the prince did not welcome it. Thus, he very conscientiously raised the question of whether he might be diverted from devotional service by accepting the responsibilities of ruling over the world. Purport. Srila Narottam Das Thakur has sung, "Chhadiya Vaishnava Seva Nistara Paye Che Keba." Without serving the lotus feet of a pure Vaishnava or spiritual master, no one has ever attained perfect liberation from material bondage. The Prince Priyavrat regularly served the lotus feet of Narada, and thus the prince perfectly understood transcendental subjects in truth, satattvataha. The word satattvataha means that Priyavrat knew all the facts about the spirit soul, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and the relationship between the spirit soul and the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And he also knew all about this material world and the relationship of the spirit soul and the Supreme Lord within the material world. Thus, the prince decided to engage himself only in rendering service to the Lord. When Priyavrata's father, Swayambhuva Manu, requested him to accept the responsibility of ruling over the world, he did not welcome the suggestion. This is the symptom of a great liberated devotee. Even though engaged in the worldly affairs, he does not take pleasure in them, but remains always absorbed in the Lord's service. While thus serving the Lord, he deals externally with worldly affairs without being affected. For example, although he has no attraction for his children, he cares for them and educates them to become devotees. Similarly, he speaks to his wife with affectionate words, but he is not attached to her. By rendering devotional service, a devotee acquires all the good qualities of the Supreme Lord. Lord Krishna has 16,000 wives, all of them very beautiful. And although he dealt with each of them as beloved husband, he was not attracted or attached to any of them. In same way, although a devotee may enter family life and act very affectionately towards his wife and children, he is never attached to these activities. This verse states that by serving the lotus feet of his spiritual master, Prince Priyavrat, very soon attained the perfectional stage of Krishna consciousness. This is the only way to advance in spiritual life, as stated in the Vedas. Yasya deve para bhakti yatha deve tatha guru tasyete kathita hi artha prakashante mahatmanah. If one has unflinching faith in the Supreme Lord and the spiritual master, the essence of all the Vedic knowledge is revealed to him. Svetasvatar Upanishad 6.23. A devotee always thinks of the Lord continuously. While chanting the Hare Krishna mantra, the words Krishna and Hare immediately reminds him of all the Lord's activities. Since his entire life is engaged in the service of the Lord, a devotee cannot forget the Lord at any time. Just as an ordinary man always engages his mind In material activities, a devotee always engages his mind in spiritual activities. This is called Brahmasatra, or meditating upon the Lord always. Prince Priyavrat was perfectly initiated into this practice by Sri Narada. Om Ajnanati Mirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Vishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupah Kadam Hiyam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalan Shri Gurun Vaishnavamsha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamsha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dinabandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vanchakalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhyaivacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha Namam Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Prasharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare We welcome all devotees for today's Bhagavatam class, especially in seeking the blessings of senior devotees assembled here. Prem Leela Mataji, Adikesha Prabhu and Hare Krishna Prabhu. The real sadhu has come from Himalayas to bless us. Let me speak whatever I recollect from the, whatever I have learned from the teachings of the Vaishnavas for my own purification, the glorification of the Lord and the devotees. Prabhupada, while commenting, he has emphasized very much about the taking shelter of the bona fide spiritual master in the first text. And the end also, he concludes the same thing, that the taking yasya deve para bhakti yatha deve tatha guru tasya eta kahita kathita hi artha prakashante mahatmana. So two paragraphs are completely dedicated to taking shelter of the devotee or proper bona fide guru. And that way, one can perfect his life. Here in this text, it mentioned that very soon he achieved the perfection just by practicing whatever the practices were given. And he had a perfect knowledge. Prabhupada elaborates that he had sambandha with the Supreme Lord and the material world and information about the both, Lord and material world. At the same time, he had the awareness of the where he is. And then what is his relationship between the material energy and the Lord's connection to the material energy or material world. So second paragraph Prabhupada dedicates to this thing, and then he ends this paragraph. Here, the taking shelter of a proper bona fide guru is very important. Just like we know the history, how this question comes. As soon as the Parikshit Maharaj hears about the how Priyavrata Maharaj, the first son of Swayambhuva Manu, just like a genealogical table, if you see, the first Swayambhu Manu comes, and then comes the Swarochisa. Third Manu is son of Priyavrat, Uttam, and the fourth is Tamas. Uttam, Tamas, and Raibat. Third, fourth, fifth, they are the fifth Manus. And then again, Chakshusha becomes the sixth Manu, and the seventh Manu is Vaivashvata Manu, son of Vivas 1. There's a currently seventh one we are running. Because after hearing about the Prachetas, Prachetas went to perform austerities and they came back and they had one son, who is Daksha. In the previous life also Daksha, because he committed some offense, and this lifetime once he is born, and because of that aparad, he was not given the Godhead, and then he was very much morose because of this Godhead and appearance, because he was attached to the beauty, name, fame and other things. He was completely humbled by the experience of Shiva and Daksha incident. He eventually commits suicide and gives up his body. And then he was again born as Daksha, the son of Prachetas. Prachetas. He was born as Prachetas. And this time he remembers. It is written by Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur that he remembers and he desired to regain his powers what he had in the past life. So he went to perform the austerities. He went in first Manvantar. Almost half Manvantar has passed and he went there. And one Manu's lifetime is approximately calculated to be 71 Divya Yugas. One Divya Yuga is 43,20,000 years of duration, human duration. Mortal human's duration is 43,20,000 duration is one Divya Yuga. This way 71 Divya Yuga is duration of one Manu. And Daksha went to perform austerities in first Manvantar, in the middle of first Manvantar, and he came back in the sixth Manvantar, Chakshusha. He went into Swayambhu Manvantar and came back in the Chakshusha Manvantar. Almost minimum five Manvantaras he was performing austerities. Means, if you calculate five Manvantaras, it comes around 155-156 crore human years. 155 or 56 human years he was performing austerities only. And then he comes back and he starts ruling. But when he saw the Lord, what happens in between, we'll just elaborate about it. But we see the other example, because he himself has a desire to go, and there's no mention in the Bhagavatam or by any Acharya that he took any one shelter or anyone guided him to go there, or Prachetas guided him, or some other sage who guided him to do so, this perform these austerities. He himself went and performed the austerities and then came back. Such a long austerities, but still he had this material desires and got the benediction, only material benedictions by the Lord. But other case we see his predecessors, which begins with the Dhruva Maharaj. You name it, the Dhruva Maharaj or his own father, Prachetas. They went to perform austerities. Prachetas performed austerities for 10,000 years. And they were benedicted by the Lord before they asked. And the Dhruva Maharaj case, he went to perform austerity by taking shelter of the Lord. And he performed the austerities only for 6 months. And he was able to see the Lord. He ruled the earth and then went. And again, the Lord gave him his own planet, Vaikuntha, and named him after him, Dhruva Loka, and he is still ruling that planet. Whereas, this Daksha has a desire to rule over the world and become the fulfill the desire of the Brahma in the first Manvantara as well and the sixth Manvantara as well, both places. He wanted to fulfill the desire of the Brahma, become the Prajapati and progenate and populate the world. But still, because he has not taken proper shelter of any bona fide guru, he was kind of defeated in his effort. He achieved his material purpose. He understood the instructions later only, not the spirit behind it. So the purpose of creation is to induce the living entity in such a way that they can become population and then perform the devotional activities or any activities in connection to the Lord and they perfect their life and go back home back to Godhead. But he was attached to the population only. He just wanted to populate the world and not the help them achieve liberation or perfection from this material world. That was his main mistake he did. After such a long austerities, almost 150 crore years, Lord saw him and seeing his material desires, he benedicted that you and your coming generation, they will be materially attached and perform the material activities and flourish in this world. Lord never gave him benediction that you will come achieve perfection and come to the my abode or have liberation. Not even that. What to speak of giving him, granting to come to my abode. This was the situation with the in connection to the Daksha. When he left, that time there was no one to rule, because the Lord has created this world so that the facility for the, those people or jivas will created that they can perfect their life, somehow or other come close to the contact with the Lord, perform some anga of the devotion or any other path, following other path, so that they can perfect their life. But here there is no proper king. If there is no king, the anarchy only spreads and nobody can rule over the world. That's why repeatedly we see in the Bhagavatam when the Lord tries, or at least representatives of the Lord tries to bring someone who is more capable of, in the Lord's absence, most suitable person who can help the living entity to progress in the path of devotional service or in the path of perfection. That's why Lord, one of the examples we can see this, when the Kurukshetra war happens, Duryodhana was also kind of religious person, and other kings were also religious, but they were not attached or inclined to perform devotional activities as such as the Yudhishthira Maharaj was qualified. He had perfect disposition to guide the people for the path of liberation. That's why he was put instead of Duryodhana. So much happened and so much killing. But see, Lord had desired that if the proper king, proper leader, proper man, person was put in a place, then he can guide the others. He did not have to come again and again repeatedly guide every individual. That's how the proper king is needed. The same case when Anga was there, he was dethroned by the sages himself, because they know what kind of person he was. He was misleading the person and he is asking them to worship him instead of the Lord. So whole population was going in the wrong direction. Just to rectify the situation, the Vena was killed by the sages. So same was the situation now. There is no proper king. If the king is not there, what to speak of the guidance? People will be baffled and they will take up the wrong means and wrong ways in their life. So that the most, who else can be more qualified than the devotee of the Lord, who has proper decision and he understands everything? The Prabhupada points out that the devotee works in a such a way, he talks to his wife, children, takes care of them in such a way that he is most attached person. But eventually, internally, he is completely detached from them. Any moment he can leave them. Similarly, devotees, whenever they are put in any place, any situation, they perform their activities in a such a way that he is the most attached person. He is attached to result, he is attached to his power, he is attached to his position. But the moment comes, within a fraction of a second, they can give up all this and other start doing other activities which are expected from them or desired from them or given new tasks to them. Common example is that in setup we are living, institutional setup, where for a few years we are given some responsibilities, some task, but eventually later on they are asked, the same devotees who are doing very good in certain departments or activities, they are asked, now you have to handle this department also, or give up completely this and head this department or this service. They completely go to that and never visit that department which people thought that he is too much attached. He is doing so much in that department. So this quality of the Vaishnavas, doing with attachment and remain detached. This we see in the devotee. That's why the Lord always wants them. So because if these people are there, they always wish the good for the people and they try to do it best possible for them. So this word, naiva abhyarandat, they remain there, but they are never attached to it. But they always meditate on the Supreme Lord and take pleasure in that only. Not in external activities, but in internally attachment to the Lord and take pleasure in that only. We'll see some histories in past which took place in the scriptures, a few collections, that how the superiors or some people acted out of duty, some people acted out of the orders of spiritual, some without the orders, but still, what kind of results they achieved. Here we'll see the two examples. King Prince Devavrat, when he came to know that his father is desiring or him having some affection towards a woman, but he cannot fulfill because the lady's or woman's father, Satyavati's father, has some conditions on it. So he goes there and just to please his father. If it is as per the Shastra, the duty of every child or every son is to please the father. So out of that and fulfill his desire. So just to please his father and make him happy, he goes there and asks. Knowing the condition, nobody asks him to go there, but he himself, out of duty, he is going there. Second condition is, he is not doing for the Lord. He is doing for his father. That is also kind of in this material platform only. Thirdly, he is doing for a king. And he is entangling himself in the politics. Outcome of it, his father is pleased and he blessed him for the long duration of life. And that resulted him to be completely entangled in the politics. He took a vow that I will ensure that the proper person is put or throne of the Hastinapur. Whoever is there, I will follow him. That also entangled him. In the same series of, he has to go through so much. Although he was devotee, is perfectly aware of his position and the Lord's position and the material energy's position. But still, when he acted without the guidance, and just for material cause, he was completely entangled. The same, again, one more material cause, when the Ram, the son of Jamdagni, he act, because he has used a weapon, this Parshu, he became the Parshuram against the Kshatriyas. When his mother went to fetch some water from the river, flowing river, she saw the Gandharva enjoying with the ladies, heavenly ladies, and seeing them, she had some desire in her heart for enjoyment, but immediately she came back, and Jamdagni was such a powerful sage, he realized that what she had done or contemplated momentarily, and he becomes angry and he asks his other sons to kill your mother. They refuse one by one. So all the elder brothers of the Parshuram refuse the order of father. So scripture says one's father's order cannot be disobeyed in general condition. Here they refuse it because the attachment to the mother and any other reason. But here again the Parshuram comes. He again executed the order of father and knowing his powers, because he is not following the king here or any other mortal, ordinary mortal being. He is following the order of a perfectly realized soul who has capacity to revive the people from the death. Knowing his power and purity, he executed the order of a sage, not his father's. At the same time, when the sage is pleased, they are always going to benedict you. As soon as his father pleased, then he wanted, ask me any benediction. He says immediately, revive my mother and brothers whom I have killed on your order. But at the same time, erase the memory also that this incident ever happened. In this way, both the parties win. Parshuram didn't suffer anything. He executed the order properly. His family was saved and Jamdagni had his wife and children. And he also followed. And he also benedicted later on by the Jamdagni. So these two cases, whose order we are following and with what intention is also powerful. The person who is giving order should be in a proper position to give orders. Also, we can learn from this incident of Parshuram. This also shows that not all principles of the scriptures is applicable to all people all times. And definitely this principle are applicable differently to the different people at different times. So this we can learn. They have both executed or tries to please the father, but the results were completely different. One person was entangled, one other person was completely aloof from this. we hear the very important instruction from the Lord Ramchandra that he also followed the instruction. We can also interpolate that, oh, since the Ram Navami is coming, so I thought that just 5 minutes to discuss about this incident. Lord Ramchandra, he came as a Maryada Purushottam. He also executed the order of the father, means one mortal or personal associate of the Lord. If you worldly affair, we can say, he executed word of his one person or mortal. Secondly, he is not ordinary person. He is king also. King is considered to be Naradev. Second reason, he is executing the will of his father. And at the time, same time, he is Naradeva. He is a representative of the Supreme Personality of Godhead at this material world. He is ruling. So he is Naradeva also. Third, he is elder. So elder's order also cannot be refuted. So he is following three levels. Elder, a king, at the same time father. So this is external aspect of it. But the Supreme Personality of Godhead, whenever he comes to establish the religious principles. Lord Ramchandra fully knows that in future, when the Dasaratha Maharaj requests him, please reject this order. I have ordered you to for Vanvas. Please reject it and dethrone me and usurp this kingdom or take this throne and rule it, because you are the rightful heir. At the same time, you are right person also. It is not that you are unqualified. You are qualified. Praja wants it, and now I am also ordering you. But he, at this time, he refuses accept the order of his own father, which previously he accepted. Because he has come to establish the religious principles, and he knows, if I become the king of Ayodhya, I will not go out, and there will be no incident happening, like abduction of Sita or other thing. I am going to directly confront the Ravana. And where is the question of then establishing dharma? So he says, now I will accept the previous order of my father and go. In the same line, Sumanta was driving the chariot, he says him, drive faster. Although my father is saying drive slowly, I have already instructed you, drive faster. And then Sumanta says, if he asks me back, what should I say? Say, there was too much noise, I didn't hear his orders. The Lord Chaval, Maryada Purushottam personality who has come to establish the dharma, he is guiding his people that please say a lie. But he drives faster as per the instruction of Lord Ramchandra, and he goes to the forest. And then the one more or reason I thought is the Lord Ramchandra has come as a Maryada Purushottam to protect the vow of his devotee. Dasharatha is one of the foremost or internal associate of the Lord. He is father, eternal associate. And how can he reject his reputation? Because Lord always tries to protect the reputation of his devotees in all ways, all possibles. Just like a Bhishma Deva's case, previously last lecture we discussed. Just to protect Bhishma's vow, he takes up the wheel. Instead of any other weapon he could have picked up, with a broken leg of earth, who picks up for battle. But he picks up and he lets his fame go down, but he never allows a devotee's reputation or fame go down. In the same line, how can the promise which is made by Dasharatha to his wife, how can that promise go in vain? And the fame of his devotee Dasharatha Maharaj go down? If he says his wish or vows are not fulfilled, the boons were not fulfilled, then fame of Dasharatha Maharaj will go down. Just to protect that, he voluntarily accepted the exile. It is not that the Lord Ramchandra could not have killed Ravana when he was king of Ayodhya. But to protect highest, to fame of his devotee, he went to forest, and then eventually all the Ramayana comes. So these are the few examples we saw, and then again we can see how Lord Chaitanya also deals with his mother. After taking sannyas, he comes by trick of Lord Nityananda, he comes to Shantipur, and then he stays in the house of Advaita Acharya. Lord Nityananda expertly brings the Mother Sachi and all the residents of Nadia to meet the Lord Ram, Lord Chaitanya there, and seeing the condition or shaven head of the Mahaprabhu, Mother Sachi cries and she laments in various ways that how come this has happened. And she says, as soon as she comes and sees, and she says one word, that your elder brother has left me and now I have no information about him. If you do the same way, the way, cruel way your elder brother has done, if you do the same thing, I will die certainly. I will certainly die. Seeing this, later on, while going away from the Shantipur for leaving, he asks his mother, what do you want? Where should I stay? Knowing fully that his mother, Sachi Mata, is fully aware of the religious principle, and she will not ask Lord to give up his sannyas vows, but she requests that please stay in the Purushottam or Jagannath Puri. From there I will get some information about you, and that way I can leave. So this is the kind of win-win situation for both. One is not exploiting the others. The Lord is also not fearing that if my mother asks, give up the sannyas and stay at home, what will happen? But the Mother Sachi, knowing the religious principles, she fully agrees and gives him liberty to stay at a distant place, but it is so close that she will get at least information. She will have a reason to live for. In this way, there are few examples. These are the few examples. And then there are incident of disobedience which we see in the very beginning of the history only. The Vedic history starts with the creation, with the birth of the Brahma and performing austerities. As soon as he comes out of that trance, and the Lord benedicts him, and then he starts creation. The first four living entity born of him, four sons, Chatushkumaras, they were already Brahman realized. And as soon as the Brahma requests them to create, they say, it is entangling. Sorry, we can't do this. And knowing what they are saying is right, and the Brahma controls his anger, and then Rudra is born. This obedience to authority or superior or father, it begins with the creation only. Before any living entity comes, for the first living entity, and they are saying this. And that's very common nowadays, that the people are rejecting the mother, father and those things. But this is very gross terms. But they are both were aware of their responsibilities and duties and purpose of life. That's how both the parties agreed to each other and then force each other to commit what they were saying. The Brahma was also later on happy that they didn't do this progenitation or role, except the role of Prajapati. And this also, four Kumaras also agreed, and eventually they became the four Kumaras became the Sampradaya Acharya. They propagated one Sampradaya. In the same way, here the father rejected, and Brahman Patnis also rejected their husband. All these people are doing this thing for the pleasure of the Lord only. If any other intention, there can be a something wrong result will happen. So Brahmana Patni rejects their husbands, although they were instructed, do not take things, these are for the worship or yagya, or for yagya. But they took all the ingredients just to please Krishna. Eventually their husbands were happy and lived them with them only. When the Lord becomes the center of your activities, it always results in good only. Same case, although not guided by anyone else, Lord comes in front of Bali Maharaj. And Bali Maharaj, in this text, Prabhupada saying repeatedly that without the pleasure of the Lord or taking shelter of any bona fide guru or acharya, you cannot attain anything. But here the Bali Maharaj in Satyuga, he is rejecting his guru, his acharya, materially and spiritual both. Eventually, after the incident, Lord asked him, Sukracharya, where was Bali Maharaj was wrong? What do you think? And he says, no. He was perfectly right. And he also becomes happy that I have such a disciple. And then eventually, whatever desires Bali Maharaj had, that was fulfilled. And he became the king of Sutala Loka, which were more opulent then the, even the throne of King Indra or heaven. And then eventually he was benedicted that he will become next Indra also. He got more by serving the Lord and disobeying the orders of spiritual master than the performing yajna or activity which he was doing. But mundane or in normal circumstances, we think if we do this activity, it is more important than the pleasing Lord or serving the Lord, which is very common in the people today's lifestyle. Because all these examples, and the fourth is Vibhishan. He rejected his brother just for the sake of the Lord. All these people, Vibhishan, Brahmana Patnis, or four Kumaras, or Bali Maharaj, they never had any hatred, malice, or ill intention toward the person whom they were disobeying. They always had the higher principle in place, the pleasure of the Lord, and just to please him and do things for him, or at least spirituality in center. That's how the personality whom they disobeyed, they were never became antagonist to them. They finally they appreciated them, this person has done the right thing. And they appreciated him also. And eventually both the parties were happy. But today's scenario, in the name of spirituality, many people do the things with the ill-hearted and with the ill intentions, with having malice in the heart. And they're trying to prove themselves, and that's why the result is not the pleasure of the person whom they disobeyed, they not followed. It was always results in the hatred or enmity towards between the living entities. And the person who disobeyed, he also never achieves this perfection because the intention was not right in the beginning itself. So, just two things I will mention, because if I start second section, it will be go beyond 9 o'clock, because always I go beyond 9, so I will finish before 9 itself today. The two things we can, Prabhupada mentioned in previous text, text number 4, that the deviation in devotional service is because of the two reasons. First, it because of the aparad, or second, because Lord's desire. Here in case of Priyavrata Maharaj, when there is no living entity fit or available to rule over the universe, this time Manu Maharaj, a devotee of the Lord, and later on Brahma, again one of the foremost devotees of the Lord, Sampradaya Acharya, he approaches Priyavrata Maharaj. Because the Lord desires him, the Lord wants a devotee to rule over the world and made all people or facilitated all the living entities to become liberated or accept the path of devotional service. When a devotee is there, even nowadays, the people expect that some religious person should be there. If the atheist comes, he will out and out reject the people, and all the people will be misguided. What to speak of in the previous ages? How much Lord desires that the proper devotee should be placed. So this way, at the end, although initially he was resisting, so Prabhupada writes, conscientiously he was not welcoming the instruction of his father, Manu Maharaj, Swayambhu Manu, but later on when the Brahma comes, he accepts that proposal. That also, he was self-realized, at the end also he achieves the perfection. It was just like deviation for a purpose. Not that he was completely became attached to the kingdom and he forgot the path of self-realization. At the end, he achieved that perfection. So in this way, we can understand he was completely this incident was completely different from the incident of the Daksha. Daksha didn't take shelter of the guru. He himself tried to do everything, and then his material desire never gone. But the same case, Dhruva Maharaj, Priyavrat, or four Kumaras, they were guided and they took instruction, and that's how the seed of the self-realization of bhakti was put, and eventually they achieved more than what they could and perfected their life, and Daksha failed to do so. Now, similarly, if we follow the proper authority, proper guru, take shelter of the proper bona fide guru, we will also achieve the perfection. Instead of misguided, better to take guidance And although apparently it may appear for a time being, we are not doing that activity which we should do in directly in connection to the Lord, but eventually it leads to the devotional service. We may not undertake for time being, but if it is under the guidance, it will result in the self-realization only and our perfection only. So on this note, I end today's Bhagavatam class and hope and pray that the devotees will bless and get benefited out of it. Granthara Shrimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.